This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, your host, and I'm excited, as always, to be with each and every one of you. We have so many thousands upon thousands of followers, subscribers, listeners all around the globe, and I tell you, it is just blowing up. This podcast and my books and the website, it has exploded day by day because people are hungry for happiness. People are hungry for joy. People are hungry for peace. They're hungry for a happy God. Let's just face it. People are hungry for a happy God and not a mean God, and I'm watching you to see if you make a mistake so I can send you somewhere. You know, people are looking for a God that is love, because it's in every one of us to want to receive love and give love. So that love is God, right? So I'm glad you guys came to a healthy podcast, hopefully a healthy ministry, to begin to really display the power of a loving God. Because that's who God is loving. And so I'm excited, by the way, today, because I was thinking the other day about something to talk about with each one of you on this podcast today. And I want to be able to talk about something that I believe will blow up our listeners in the sense of really loving it. And that is, how is creativity birthed? Now, that sounds like a really out there question, does it not? How is creativity birthed? Because a lot of people really think, I really don't know how it's birthed forth, Jeremy. Like, how is creativity birthed? And each and every one of us don't realize that what I'm going to call out today to you guys at some point is actually how your creativity in the past has arrived to you. So I want to be able to awaken that within you and really show you to where you're consciously aware, because everyone understands and knows that we attract the things in our lives, that not only what we think, what's in our heart, but what we've become. And the power to me, when we deal with law of attraction, anything of the kingdom of sowing and reaping, it's got to be the thing of what you have become. Where you are right now in your life, where you're evolving from into this place right now, that is what you're going to begin to attract in your life, right? And so it's a beautiful thing to understand and realize that thoughts do become things. And to realize that we have a powerful, loving God who has orchestrated the entire universe to be on our side, to work with us or against us. You know, when people come to me and sometimes say, you know, I'm not a big fan when you say the entire universe. Well, here's the key thing. We have a universe. We can prove there's a universe, and we know that God created the universe. And God says, everything was made by me and for me. Without me, there was not anything made that was made. So God is in his creation, okay? So when we deal with the fact the universe is for us, as opposed to being against us, but it all depends on the knowledge that you have of how spiritual laws and things work, right? Universal principles of the kingdom work. Because it rains upon the just and the unjust, which means it's going to work for anyone and everyone who believe and understand the concept of how these kingdom universal laws function and flow, right? Which I'll tell you about my newest book this month of July here in a minute. But I am excited to get into this juicy teaching today, because every one of you really want to know more about this, but you've consciously been doing it for so long, but yet when it's brought your attention and made awareness to some of these points, you'll say, wow, you know what, you're right, I didn't realize that. And the more consciously you're aware of how you've been creating, and now how to put a definition and some words to your creativity, you will birth forth more creativity in your future, right? Now, I'm going to do a teaching on this as well to put on the website to sale, because I believe that so many people are really wanting to know exactly, consciously, how we do this thing, right? So the first point I want to bring to you is through inspiration. Now, inspiration is powerful because what inspires you? Inspiration of what inspires you. That's where it comes from, is where inspiration comes from the word inspired, which means what inspires you. So in other words, you can watch a TV, you can watch a television show, commercials, read books, read magazines, look outside your window while you're driving, look outside your window at your house, you know, look at your family, your friends, your boss, your enemies, and those who love you. Because whatever inspires you will awaken you. right? Whatever you find, and here's the main thing people don't realize. When we sit here and we find ourselves saying, oh God, I want to be creative. Oh God, you know, birth in me creativity. And I've actually seen the extremities, trust me when I say this, guys, of a lot of Christians who will find themselves binding and loosing stuff that's coming against their creativity. And I once about to say, you know how you sort of hit your hand on your forehead, almost like the old commercial, you know, man, I could have had a V8, you know, because you think to yourself, oh my goodness, what is wrong with humanity? Where has this ignorance come from, you know? And it's unfortunately, it's come from religion. And a lot of it comes from the teachings in our churches, unfortunately. So today, I want to share with you what it means and what inspiration looks like. Inspiration looks like what truly does inspire you. What really do you look at and say, you know what, I've just never thought about this before. I always say this. Here's how one area of creativity can be stirred up. Is whatever it is you're watching, you're viewing, you're looking at, you're hearing. Whatever it is in creation, the universe, life, terra firma, your family, whatever. Here's where you have to begin to really call it into play. Is understanding that everything is life. Now, when I say everything is life, what I mean by this, that is this. Everything is alive. So everything has a life because it is alive. Now, it could be bad or good. However, most people are inspired by things that are good, right? Of things they see. So when we begin to look at creation, which includes everything, if you look at every single thing as alive, in the sense of it is alive with a voice, then guess what? First and foremost on the outline, you will never have a problem creating again. The number one key thing is inspiration. Inspiration comes from the word inspire. Inspired, which means this. It means when you see everything in your life alive and wanting to talk to you, then you'll be inspired by anything and everything that moves or catches your eye or catches your ear. The number one thing people don't realize is they find themselves out of a lack of knowledge. I like to use the word ignorance because that's what the Bible really talks about, is really birthing forth an understanding level of that everything's alive, which means that when we begin to look at the ignorant side of it, we find ourselves saying, oh Lord, something's stopping my creativity. Oh, I just come against that in Jesus' name. I just bind this from coming against my creativity. You know, and once again, you think to yourself, that's not even biblical at all, and you have no clue what you're doing because you have no groundwork or substance that can prove your validity of what you're doing, that something can come against your creativity, that you have the power to bind, because creativity is birthed forth by life, and it's birthed forth by experiences, and it's birthed forth by you breathing on a journey of living. So when people come to me and they say, I'm just coming against everything, what is stopping, you know, what is hindering my creativity? First and foremost, I say this, you're not being inspired. Well, how do I get inspired? You start living. And I can almost prove to you the number one key thing of people who are not creative are those who pretty much stay home, don't move, don't get out of the house, only go to church, go straight home. They don't enjoy life. They don't enjoy going to movies. They don't enjoy going to restaurants to eat with their friends or family members. They don't enjoy traveling. They don't enjoy life, getting out in nature, discovering new people, new faces, going to cities, moving to cities where there's a lot of activity and people involved in their creed levels. Because when you are not part of any of that, what happens is you're not going to be creative because you have cut off life. If Jesus said, I've died to give you life and life more abundantly, then why are you cutting off the very thing that he's died to give you? Hello? And what that means for you is this. It means that if you have been summoned to live the life, okay, of the kingdom of God, that means there's something here that is trying to let you know if you want to be creative, to be inspired, you got to start living, getting out more, doing things, living life, experience. Experiences is what turns into creativity and being inspired, knowing what you want to do versus what you don't want to do. So people that I talk to, I always say, do you ever get out of the house? Not really. Do you live near a city? Not really. Do you commune back and forth with people, you know, as far as maybe riding together with people at your job? Not really. Do you even, you know, go to a job? Not really. Do you go to church? Not really. You know, do you ever go to dinners, nice restaurants? You know, not really. Well, see, with me and my family, what we do is every single month we have some friends of ours that we actually go to restaurants all across the city. No matter what kind of restaurant it is, we want a different experience of foods, and really sort of consuming what each cook at each restaurant has prepared in the city. So for me, I can tell you I've had a lot of experiences. Therefore, I can tell you the different types of foods that are outside my own culture. Why? Because I live an experiential life. So is creativity coming to me on birthing in me from even just eating foods? Absolutely, it is, because I can tell you how things taste, what I like, what I don't like, and everything else, because I'm inspired by my taste buds. So even on the level of food, that alone should prove to you that you are not obviously living life to the fullest and getting out there. It reminds me of the people who actually want to date somebody, but say, always say this to me, quote unquote, which is a very, very, very religious thing to say. Not really a Christ-centered living life mentality, but a very religious mindset. I don't want to get on dating websites. I don't trust those. I don't trust the people, the men or women that's on there. You know, I'm just going to wait till God brings me a spouse. And pretty much those people who tell me that have been single for 10 years, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, and they don't understand why God won't, quote unquote, bring to them a spouse. Because the Bible says to seek and you shall find. The Bible says when it deals with a man or woman, it basically says this. It says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. Here's my question to each one of you. Where is God in that scripture? Now, do we want to throw God out? Absolutely not. We want to be inspired to be led by the Spirit, but where is God in the scripture that is in the Bible that tells you, he who finds a wife, hey, you find a good thing? Because that's a very powerful, mature statement or scripture where God is letting people, humanity, know, I trust you. Unfortunately, you don't trust yourself enough to find. You would rather me deliver them at your front door, bypass any type of avenues of where rivers are flowing for single people, and guess what? It's never going to happen. Never going to happen, and you'll be single the rest of your life because you don't ask, seek, and knock, and you're not finding. So what you're saying is, God, don't trust me to find somebody because I don't trust myself. I don't trust my discernment. I don't trust on the avenues in which I could actually go towards to be able to find in the place of single people. That's what you're saying. You're letting God know, I don't have faith because I don't believe in myself. Therefore, I don't trust myself. So if you don't do it, God, it's never going to happen. Well, guess what? Then it's never going to happen. All right? And unfortunately, that's how many people live. So you got to live a journey of experiential living in order to be inspired, in order for even a spouse to come, much less creativity. Now, second point I want to bring to you, and there's going to be a lot of points in the teaching, so I would definitely say tune into the website identitynetwork.net, and you can be able to seek for or search for the actual teaching itself, because I really believe it's going to inspire each one of you and set you ablaze. And I want you to hear the rest of the points because it gets greater and better as we go to the points. The second thing is communication. How is creativity birthed? Through communication. Communication of who? To what? To where? Communication of humanity. You know, I was sharing this with a young guy the other day who his mother and himself and his grandmother are all amazing family members of mine because they're part of our Identity Network family that live in Canada. And one of the things I was sharing the other day with this young man that I'm proud to say is just leaps and bounds running the race, fighting the good fight of faith, and discovering things along his path because he's not afraid to go as opposed to sitting still. And one of the things I was sharing with him the other day is understanding the fact that if you're looking to have money in your life, then hang out with people of higher echelon. Hang out with people who have money to where you can, through conversations and communications, you can be able to hear how they did it, their ups, their downs, how they made money, what was their weaknesses, what were their mistakes. You know, if anything, some people don't even need to tell you how they did it. Some people need to tell you how they didn't do it to where it can help you to bypass the things you don't need to be doing that actually took maybe a longer route. Right? So it's always good to hear from the good, the bad, the ugly. Whatever it is you want to be or do in your life, no matter if it's ministry, anointing, energy, spiritual gifts, success, motivation, whatever it is, find people because like attracts like. Be the person you're wanting to be around. Okay, that's a big thing for people because a lot of people don't have the understanding of how their attitude is and their personality. And so be the person you want to be around. No, don't be the person that actually no one wants to talk to, because you'll attract people who won't speak to you as well. Are you with me? So be the person you want to be around. And that means if you want money, hang out with people who have money. Success people, hang out with successful people. If you're anointed and you want to learn to prophesy because you know that God's called you to do that, hang out with prophetic people that are mature. Let me also say this as well. Do not, and I'm going to make this very plain, do not hang out with people, once again, that are just still on the road traveling by faith that has no manifestation of what it is you're looking for. Because if someone does understand the power to manifest, that's usually a person you want to wait to see how things in their life are producing. Because if it's taken them a whole lifetime to produce something, it probably is not God. Because if thoughts become things in your heart of the goodness of the will of God in you, of divine creativity, will manifest if you know how to align into listening to what is going to lead you to that open door, then you will have no choice but to manifest to have fruit. If people are not bearing forth fruit in the avenue in which you're wanting to be in the future, you know, of what you're seeing and thinking of what you're looking for you, then guess what? If they're not, if they don't manifest that, then don't hang out with them. Okay? You know, pretty much when I say this, don't, this is not being me, but don't listen to them. It doesn't mean you can't love them and have a friendship with them and hang out. It just means don't take advice from them. If someone hasn't manifested it yet, unfortunately, you don't want to hear what they have to say, because if they haven't manifested it yet within themselves, how are you guaranteed it's going to be actually good information, healthy substance of energy, of thoughts in their brain from God? Because if it hasn't manifested, something is not right. Because faith without works is dead. But not only will it need works, but it also needs to manifest. Faith makes you whole. If faith hasn't manifested in that person's life to become substance, to prove the validity of what they believed was real and how they believed it and what they became, then, you know, if they don't do these things, you might just want to smile, bless them, and move on. Hang out with people that are manifestors. I'll say it once, I'll say it again. Hang out with people that are manifestors. If people are not manifesting over a period of time, something's not right. All right? And you'll find yourself in the same boat, and you'll be like, it's not working for them, it must not work for me. Well, that's the key thing. If it's not working for them, and you're listening to them, and you're giving your attention, because where attention goes, energy flows, and your energy is being consumed with someone who actually is not manifesting, then guess what's going to happen to you? You won't manifest it either. Because if they're not aligned into the truth that is supposed to set them free progressively in their manifestation of it to in their life, then guess what? You're going to do the same exact thing. Are you with me? Because truth has no choice but to do something. Hear me closely. Truth doesn't have a choice but to do something. What does it do? It sets you free. Which we could use the terminology in this area. Truth shall set you free, or truth shall awaken you, or truth shall enlighten you. Truth shall bring forth manifestation. Truth bursts forth imagination. Truth begins to do something in a place that is void to birth forth a level of freedom, and you're set free from that truth by putting the action to a real truth, and it shall be. It shall become. It shall manifest. If not, it might not be real truth. Are you with me? Because truth has to have an action following it. If not, it's not truth for you. Some of you just got that. All right? The third thing I want to bring out to you that I believe will help you guys out is the understanding of, I love this too. You ready? The understanding of pressure. What? How does creativity birth forth? Through pressure. I'm being pressured on my job. This woman's pressuring me. You know, this person's pressuring me. Let me explain something to you. Pressure is what happens with a diamond. Pressure is what happens to so many things. Gold, for example, has to be purified by the train, or tried by the fire, as we say. So there is a type of pressure and heated moments of even fire or cleansing that make things valuable, that brings things to life. So pressure from someone, something, whatever, is really a good indicator to you, okay? Now, you shouldn't live in pressure. However, when pressure is put upon you, something good is going to come out of that fire in you. Something will come out and manifest in that fiery way that will birth forth something creative. Listen to what the pressure is saying to you. What is the pressure demanding of you? What is the pressure wanting to birth forth? okay, through someone or something. Because pressure is not a bad thing, folks. Now, with pressure, do you want to live in pressure all the time? No. Do you want anxiety to be birthed forth out of pressure? No. Do you want toxic poisons in your life released because you're so stressed out from pressure? No. However, if you listen to what pressure is trying to tell you, then it will leave sooner than you think. Think about that. Pressure will leave sooner than you think if you just lend an ear to the fact of what pressure is saying. I always say this to people. You have to go through the valley. You have to go through the fire. You have to go through the water. You have to go through the mountain. You have to go through things. To bypass things that are in your life, that means that you don't want to learn and you don't want to be pressured like a diamond and you don't want something to be birthed out of you. Let me explain this to you. Women will tell you, now most of my listeners are women, a lot of them are men as well, but I will tell you, a woman who's had a baby will be the first one to tell you, there's a lot of pressure down there, a lot of push, a lot of like pain, but you know what, in order for do it, we've got to push. In other words, we have to be able to put pressure for the baby to be pushed out, for our bodies to eject the baby, right? So because of that, guess what? Pressure, when it deals with a woman birthing forth a child, is of great necessity. So if creativity is birthed forth out of pressure, and let's say, for example, someone says, I don't know about that, brother, then you know what? You don't know women. You don't understand the power of birthing forth a child. Because pressure is necessary. Pressure is almost a must to get the baby out. So does pressure birth forth something? Hello. Absolutely it does. If you listen to what the pressure's saying, what does pressure tell a woman who's in labor pains? It says, if you keep on applying me, you will get some, you will get a boy or a girl coming out through this pain. You'll get a boy or girl that's going to be released through me. Through what? Through pressure. Listen to what pressure's saying to you, and it will tell you what's going to be birthed forth in a great idea of being inspired, a thought, or whatever, but something of creativity will come out of your pressure. Something of birthing every time. So you need to be able to lend a hand to the power of going through things. Even the book of Revelation says, for he who overcomes, I shall do this and I shall do that. What does that mean? It means whoever comes over something. So over something doesn't mean jumping over it and bypassing it. It means going to the fire. The Bible says this, that God chooses us from the furnace of affliction. Did you know that? The Bible makes it plain that God chooses us from the furnace of affliction. And if you look at that in the original language, it means God chooses us through our pressure. God chooses us through our pressure. Why? Because he knows, because he created the universe for pressure to birth forth something. And he chooses us out of that pressure because he knows that some kind of diamond or wealth or gold or silver is going to come out of you. And it depends on how you handle the pressure, or you cry and you run from it. Anyone who runs from obstacles to me is not someone who will be victorious. Because the book of Revelation makes it plain. He who overcomes, in other words, he who comes over something, he who goes through something that has been tried by the fire, no wonder why the book of Revelation makes it plain that those people are going to be this and those people are going to be that. You know? For that reason. So these are very powerful things, folks, to understand on how to birth creativity. Now, I'm going to continue this in a teaching on the website. So I would encourage each one of you to go to the website, identitynetwork.net. And when you do, all you have to do is be able to click on how is creativity birthed. How is creativity birthed? And if you need more information on that to know that, find the teaching, you can call the office with no problem and say, I want to get that teaching on how to birth forth creativity by Jeremy Lopez, and they'll know what you're talking about, all right? But I wanted to sort of bring this to you guys today in the podcast because I'm a firm believer that each one of us need to understand these universal principles. And by the way, let me say this as well. This month of July 2021, I have released for the Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club my brand new book for this month called Universal Laws, Are They Biblical? Now, those who are on the actual book club will actually receive the book and the study guide with it. And the study guide will be free of charge to you. And for those that are not on the program, you'll go on the website, identitynetwork.net, and you can purchase Universal Laws, Are They Biblical? For the combo of the book and the study guide. Still get a great deal, but you can download those two in minutes, or you can order the hard copies or the softbacks, paperbacks, and we can send them out to you and ship them out to you. But I would really highly recommend, folks, you need to understand how the laws of the kingdom of God through the universe actually work, because they're going to work regardless. Because it rains upon the just and the unjust. And either you want them to work for you and you flow, get in the flow of the river of universal laws that God's established through His kingdom for this world that we live in. Or you can suffer from lack of knowledge and have them work against you, and you'll always find yourself in a heartache. You'll always find yourself never feeling like you finished anything, and everything's pressure and everything's survival mode, and everything is like always I'm pushing. Nothing's happening, Jeremy. Because you don't understand how life works. When you understand how life works, you'll flow with life. All right? Because either way, folks, guess what? If you understand life, you can get it to work for you and not against you. But either way, life is going to flow. So I want to encourage each one of you, go to the website, download or purchase the paperbacks of Universal Laws, Are They Biblical? You can just put in those two words in our search engine, Universal Laws, and then press the search button. It'll pull up automatically to download or to order the softbacks. But I would highly encourage each one of you, get that today. You guys are going to love it. So thank you, as always, for tuning into this podcast. I'm so honored and thrilled that each one of you decided to take some time out of your busy schedule to listen today. So thank you so much. Know how much we love you, and as always, go and create the day that you were meant to create today. If you don't like life, shift it, change it, imagine it, and it shall be that unto you. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.